Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faithfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Forgetting things is not an excuse. I forgot. I am so sorry. I forgot to come to church. I forgot. I know I signed up to be over there and help on that, but I just forgot. You know what you're telling us, and you're telling the Lord, is it wasn't important to me. When you say I forgot, what you say is it's not important. You remember what's important to you. I guarantee you, if you got a fully paid vacation to Hawaii, you don't forget to go on the trip. Somebody paid for you a new car. You don't forget, you know, it don't sit there on the lot for 6 months. And they go, why hadn't you picked up your new car? You go, oh, I forgot. I forgot to pick up my new car. You remember what's important to you. And if it's important to you, you get up early, you make preparation, you're there, you're not late. I'm talking about faithfulness. Faithful people are where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there. God's always there. If you're faithful, you're there. Secondly, God does not, has never, will never, cannot lie. No such thing as being a liar and you're a faithful person. That lying and deceiving is the personification of unreliable, untrustworthy, unfaithful. What if God ever told you one lie? It'd bring everything in this book into question. It'd bring everything He ever told you in the past into question, because you know He told you one lie. This other thing could be a lie. Can you afford one lie? You cannot afford even one lie. Somebody say faithfulness. Never lies.
Never lies.
You always tell the truth. The scripture said, a faithful witness will not lie. Are you faithful?
Yes.
Then you never lie. Never. If it cost you money, you tell the truth. If it cost you a position, you tell the truth. If it cost you a job, you tell the truth. If it cost you a sale, huh? Has that car ever been wrecked? Is that the actual mileage? Is this the correct price? Is that really wholesale? Man, there's so much lying goes on. I'm talking about church-going people. Friend, it is no small thing. There is no such thing as a little white lie that doesn't hurt anybody. That is a despicable term. Lying is one of the most satanic, devilish, ungodly things any human could ever do. Somebody say, I do not lie. I refuse to deceive. That's faithfulness. Here's the third one. Number three, you know, number one, God is always there. Number two, God cannot lie. Number three, He is always the same. Somebody say, always. The same. What about you? If you're faithful, you will be consistent. You will be steady. You'll be steadfast. Tell me, what's the opposite of that? Changing. Always change. What is a picture of unfaithfulness? This way today, different tomorrow. Changing. Somebody say changing.
Changing.
Is God that way? Is He unstable? Does He change? No, no. Listen, I read it to you. You know it, but Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord. I change not. James 1:17 in the New Living Testament. Whatever's good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in heaven. He never changes. Somebody say He never changes. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. And how would you cast a changing shadow? Because you were changing your position. Well, do Christians change their positions? Now, don't look around. Just look straight ahead and smile. But are there people who, boy, you talked to them yesterday and it was on. It was on. It was on. And you talked to them by the end of the week. Well, I just don't know. I've been praying some more. And, of course, the price went way up. And so-and-so was not going to help anymore. And maybe this ain't the Lord. Or maybe the Lord changed His direction to me. Remind me of a Bible study some people were having in their house. And it's supposed to be a Bible study, but it's just a prophesying meeting. And everybody just prophesied to each other all the time. And that was what they wanted to do, and that's what they liked. And they were prophesying to each other. And then this somebody asked, you know, so-and-so, the couple wasn't there yet, and it was late. Are they going to be there, you know? Anybody heard anything? And one guy popped up and said, "Yea, thus saith the Lord, they're not coming." And just about that time, they heard the gravel outside. The car was pulling up, so they popped back up and say, "Yea, thus saith the Lord." They changed their minds. They'll be pulling up right now. How many think neither one of those was "thus saith the Lord"? And just because somebody says "thus saith the Lord," it could be "thus saith them." And a lot of folks should say "thus saith me." It's what they should be saying. It doesn't do away with "thus saith the Lord." But to hear, if you believed what a lot of people say, you would think God changes His mind on what He wants us to do on a regular basis. I don't know at the time when I was teaching at Rhema. I don't know at the times people come and say, "The Lord told me to come. Oh, I know He did. I know He did. And if He'll just help get me out of debt, and if He'll just help get me where I can come, I'll be there this year." And you talk to them later. I mean, this one case I'm thinking about, just a couple of months later, God had got them out of debt. And they had enough money to move and get there and pay their registration and get started. Oh, they were so excited. And then registration come up and they're not there. And well, where are you? Well, I think maybe the Lord has other things for me. When did He change? Somebody missed it somewhere. Right? When did He change? He doesn't need to change because He was right the first time. It's why He never changes. Now, sometimes we need to change because we were wrong. But what we're talking about here is when you find out what is right, and you find out what is the will of God, what is the Word of God, and then, even though you found it, you change from it later. If you do, you're unfaithful. Because the faithful one holds to the right and does not change. Somebody say, "Always the same."
Always the same.
Say it again, "Always the same."
Always the same.
If it was God yesterday, it's God today. It'll be God tomorrow. It'll be God next week. If it really was the plan of God last month, then it's still going to be the plan of God next year. If it really was the will of God yesterday, it's still the will of God today. He doesn't change.
Amen.
Now, we've got an epidemic of this in so-called word and faith circles. I mean, people are starting and stopping and joining and quitting and getting involved and getting out. I mean, there's this constant upheaval and tumult. And the problem is, people are telling us that it's all God. But it's not. It can't be. It can't be that He's changing. So what's happening? People are changing. I don't know at the times people said, whether it was our church or our ministry or other people's ministry, God sent me here. God sent me here, told me to go here. There's people that I remember 5 years ago. I remember 6 years ago, their faces when the Lord brought them here and how excited they were. And it was obvious how supernatural it was that God brought them here and God put them here and they hadn't been to church in a year. What did God change his mind? Who changed? This is not about supporting us. This is about not changing from God. And how many know you can't get Him to change and match you? Well, God, I know you told me that was your plan, and it's a good plan. But I got another one. And you know, I just don't like it over there, and I've had some uncomfortable experiences, and I just don't like it, and I'm not comfortable. So I've got another plan that I want you to bless. What are you asking Him to do? Come on, help me out here. Now, what are you asking Him to do? You're telling Him that you know He's God. You know He knows the end from the beginning. You know He had His plan already established before the foundation of the world. But we'd like for you to make an exception for us and just forget about your plan and bless my plan. How many know what's wrong with that? Is because next month you're going to have another new one. Because there's something you're not going to like at the new place. I mean, you didn't know this about marriage. People say, well, I need me a new one. I'm telling you, I'm fed up with this one. This one is a problem. I need me a new woman. I need me a new man. How many understand they cannot be new for long? Then what's going to happen? Well, they ain't. They're not new anymore. And if you're going to change every time they're not new, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What's the bottom line? The bottom line is you are unfaithful.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Always the Same, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R611D. That's R611D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God.